Harper Audio presents The Book of Lost and Found by Lucy Foley, read by Jessica Ann Ball.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Portrait. She hangs in the National Portrait Gallery now. Her smile has not faltered through the years, and her hair still falls just above her jaw, as sleek as cat's fur. She sits awkwardly, the pose of a moment held for eternity. Her eyes squint slightly, shielded from an invisible sun by her hand. Who is she? The drawing bears no clue, nor the little square of text beside it. A friend of the artist's. Circa 1929, pen and ink. Friend is a difficult word. It can conceal so much. Who was she, really, to the young man who sat down and sketched her one afternoon, with the spoils of their picnic beside them? Even this most gifted of artists is restricted by his medium to work only in the realm of the visible. Some things must be lost to time. Part 1. The Work of a Master. Chapter 1. Hertfordshire, August 1928. Already the gardens are thrumming with life. The air is scented with expectation. People are here to do reckless things, stupid things that they might later regret. Though the point of it all is in not regretting, for the idea of the party is youth. Not all the guests are young, but there does not...